The name Mankiller, what is the background to the name?
It really was a title. In Turkey, historical times, there was a central government, but a lot of the communities had a very strong local, decentralized government structure as well. And one of the titles for one of the leaders in one of these villages was called a man-killer, or that's what it translates into English as man-killer. So when the census, I assume this is how this happened, when the census, United States government started taking census rolls of Cherokees, the guy with the title put down Mankiller as his name, and that's who we trace our ancestry back to. At that time, Cherokees only used one name. They didn't have a first name and a last name.
Your parents' names?
My mother's name, and she's still living and in very good health. Her name is Irene Sitton Mankiller, and my mother's Irish. And she lives still on the old place in Mankiller Flats, right up the road from me. My father's name was Charlie Mankiller. He was a full-blood Cherokee, and he died when he was 57 years old.
You had brothers and sisters?
Originally, there were 11 of us, but I lost two of my brothers. So there are only 9 of us surviving. Only 9, that's quite a few.
All 11 were being raised in Mankiller Flats?
No, when we left here, all but 2 had been born. There were 9, and then 2 were born in California. My 2 youngest brothers were born in California.
But even so, there
yes,
still
a lot
were
of people.
10 or so
yeah.
in this house.
It somehow worked. My father built the house. You know, it seemed to work. We spent a lot of time outside. You know, without all the modern amenities that people have, it's constant work. People are constantly getting water. You're constantly washing things. You have to wash clothes by hand. You have to get wood. There were always things to do. So we grew up spending a lot of our time outside. I think that's one of the ways we became very close to the land, is just being outside and seeing it really as a wonderland. So when I think about my childhood, most of my memories are of being outside.
So the house was 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom?
Oh, no. It was. I'm not positive. I think it was 2 bedrooms and then an extra room that was used as a sleeping place and then sort of a combination living room kitchen where the cook stove and the wood stove was.
Outdoor plumbing.
We had no plumbing.
Outdoor, right.
Yeah.
Outdoor.
Yeah. Outdoor, huh? Right. We went outside.
Yeah. And, of course, that's all you knew, so none of that was an issue. You just accepted
life the way that was.
No,
and all our neighbors, Cherokee people and Caucasian people, it didn't matter what their race was. Everybody was in the same economic situation. There was one teacher who, in 1956, I think it was, had a television, but who didn't actually live in our community. He lived about maybe 3 or 4 miles away and had a television. But other than that, we were all in the same economic situation.
Mankiller Flats is in?
It's in rural Adair County. The reason it has been called Mankiller Flats by the old-timers is a lot of our family used to live there. But the community is also alternately called Rocky Mountain. When they built a new road for the road that goes by our house, they put on the sign Mankiller Flats / Rocky Mountain. So the community is alternately known as Rocky Mountain, or the larger community around us is Rocky Mountain community, and then our space where we all live is called Mankiller Flats.
Is it after your name, Mankiller?
Yes, it's after our family's name, yes.
Because your father was a strong leader in the community? He was in an honor?
No, I think it's just because so many Mankillers lived there and up a hill kind of on a flat, and so people started saying, oh, that's up on the flat, on the Mankiller Flat.
Okay.
It's a good place to hunt.